Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing,
sing to the Lord a new
sing
song.
To the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come and sing.
Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song.
For the Lord is great and worthy to praise. Sing a new song unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing a
Lord, for He is good. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, for He is good.
Oh, come and sing.
Worship the Lord, for He is good.
Sing the Lord a new song.
Worship the Lord, for He is good.
Oh, come and sing.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, for He is good. With all your heart, serve you the Lord, serve you the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, come and sing.
Serve you the Lord with all
sing
your heart.
Serve you the Lord with all
your heart.
Oh, come and
sing. Serve you the Lord, serve you the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, the Lord is great and worthy. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your
saving help among the nations. let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people
Amen. If you can kneel, please do so. Hey, Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for blessing us with your presence today and all that you have done in the last 30 days. It's our testimony Sabbath, as you know. We're going to praise you and your Son via your Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for the way you guide us and protect us and open our eyes. So please bless us. You remind us of all those things that we have seen over the last 30 days. And please bless all those that are in attendance, be they on the phone, radio, or here in the room, and all those that listen to the sermons next week. Friday night around the world while we're sleeping. Thank you for blessing your church family, Father, your Son's bride. And thank you so much for giving us the strength to stand firm. If it wasn't for you, it would be very, very frightening down here for what they're doing to your people and planning against us. And so please bless us with utterance today. And thank you for accepting these prayers and these praises in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, I wanted to praise the Lord that he's helped me to not only get ahead of the emails a little bit, you know, because I'm always 200. I mean, the worst I'll let it go is like 220 behind. But that's not saying I don't answer emails. It's just that they come in a flood at times, and I'll answer the urgent ones always. I'm answering emails every single solitary day, except, well, even on Sabbath, you know, because sometimes we have emails back and forth on Sabbath. There's no, you know, I mean, I don't do just regular conversation. I don't call. Well, I don't have any friends outside the church, so I don't call people on Sabbath. I don't want to talk to. So, but I've been able to keep the emails under 50. Right now I'm at 44, but that's only because on Sabbath day, I don't go and look into the emails in regarding some of the articles that come in and whatnot. But all week, I've been under 40. It's just like, and then out of the 40, I'd say 25 of them are emails I never delete. I have two different ways that I stack my emails. The urgent ones, like the A pile, like I when I was in insurance, I did ABC piles. This is the A pile. Then I have a B pile and a C pile where I can drag my feet on the C pile. There's nothing urgent. B's similar, but I kind of want to get to it. A, yeah, I got to get to these. And so I wanted to praise him that he's helped me on a daily basis, especially just in the last 30 days, and I said this last 30 days too, in the last 30 days, I mean, it just never seems to stop. And I praise his name for this, how he keeps opening his scriptures more and more. I think it has something to do with the sanctuary study, though, too, in the way things are becoming so much clearer, and I want to praise his name for that. And the way he's been revealing to me certain things about my health. And he always seems to get there right before it gets bad. real bad. And so I wanted to praise his name for that too. But I got a couple of praises here from some of the brethren. Let me check my email real quick here. Let's see if we got any new praises. Nope. Yeah, I should have turned on the Linux box, because when I check email without that box on, because I have an email server in that one too, it lags my email, but everything's good now. So it just takes a few moments. But here, this first one I got, this first praise I got was from Brother Michael. And I'm not sure, I don't know if he comes, I get a lot of emails and praise and stuff like that from, oh, I think he is here, yeah. Yeah, from people that are, yes, Sister Vera, I did. Fran's going to read yours. I've been giving her the women's, you know, that's okay, you know, just to try to lower my stack a little. But this is from Brother Michael. And he says, before I knew what I know now, and before I received Christ like I should, I made a bet with my friend that 2017 will be an awesome year. Funny thing, looking back now at what happened that year in my life, I can say it was truly an amazing year. At least, yeah, I think this is the one that came in late. This is the one I wanted to share at our last testimony service, because it was the first day, our first Sabbath of 2018 was a testimony Sabbath. And so, yeah, this one here, Brother Michael got it to me a little bit too late, and I never was able to share it because we had already, you know, closed the service. But he says, at least for me, it was an amazing year, he says. Christ helped me with many things, and one of them was my video game addiction. I had a problem with that from my youth. I could play from 4 to 10+ hours every day. But after the 1st of July, which was Sabbath, I stopped thinking about gaming like I used to with the snap of a finger. You know, that kind of reminds me of the billiard thing. I mean, I want to get back into it, but like building my old junky pool table in the basement or something. But I remember when the Lord took the love of the game from me, the billiards, because I used to really be into that. I never really got into the video games. I did, but I never really got an addiction with them. But now I know there's a difference between the video games back when they first came out and the way they are today. And so I really feel for you, brother, because that it was a snap of a finger. Actually, the Lord revealed something to me, and then I knew that's what he meant. And then I even told the people at the pool hall. It was a family pool hall, no smoking, swearing, gambling, nothing, in a little tiny town. And they didn't believe me. And then within 2 weeks, they realized, well, you weren't kidding. Because that's why I said, the Lord's going to take the game away from me in 2 weeks. And it was gone. And so I know what you mean about that snap of the finger. It was just gone. Now it's just like for an exercise thing, you know, get up, get away from the computer, go someplace, do something, you know. So, but finally, Brother Michael goes on to say, he says, finally, I was free from that, and it was awesome. Of course, I had many thoughts of coming back to at least one game, like War Thunder in particular. I don't know the games, but I know the games are designed to be addicting today. That's what I was getting at, you know. The graphics, forget about it. It's almost like real life now. But he says, because I very liked flying in full simulation mode, and I thought a joystick, or I bought a joystick and cheap version of TrackIR, which is gear that allows you with a head movement thing. And so I could learn to fly better and maybe even outmaneuver opponents, but to this day, I haven't come back to that game. I had also questions in my mind if this game would be okay to play, looking from the perspective that it is about shooting down airplanes and land vehicles, which is somewhat like having a gun and shooting some objects just for practice. But I made a decision to not go back there. Unfortunately, I had moments when I played browser games and some little games on my tablet. But even then, I had questions if I should play these games. Maybe they weren't that graphic like normal video games, but still, the feeling remained. And so right now, it's getting better. In 2018, I plan to do more and read more. I'm 21, but I want to know already most about useful herbs, gardening, carpentry, and whatnot. Amen, brother. This week, I will finally buy myself a paper version of the Bible, which matches King James, you know, the KJV, and finally, I will start to do notes like I should, like I should. In ending, I am keeping all of you in my prayers We need to draw closer to Jesus each and every day so we can stand perfect before him. Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you for sharing. And then let's see, that thing you were saying about the games, there was something that came to mind while that was, the way the video games, back when the video games, when I was getting into them, when they first came, like the Ataris and stuff like that, and even Pong, I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember Pong, it was just a white square dot on the screen, and it went back like pinball, or tennis, or table tennis, too. But ping pong, that's the one. That's the word I was looking for. But now you can literally play online against opponents, and you could talk back and forth. I mean, it's really addicting now. I mean, you're like in a community, and you've got your friends online, and you're doing the VR headsets, where, you know, virtual reality, and you're seeing everything, and you're moving around, and it's like you're in the game, and it's like, so yeah, the devil knows what he's doing there, man. He's got, it's very addicting. I would think that would be very addicting. Okay, I'm going to do one more, because Fran's got some to share, and I'm getting some PMs. But this next one's from Brother Joe. He says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I have many praises I would like to share. My first praise is for all the blessings and trials this past week. My second praise is for him reminding me about something I did not know was breaking Sabbath, and I was able to fix it this past week. And my third praise is for what he has been teaching me since I was laid off from my previous job, and now, and how it has been humbling my character. Amen. And my fourth praise is for this trial we are going through, because it seems to be a way of him showing us how to manage our budget better. And finally, I want to praise him for another answered prayer in regards to a position. I have a phone interview for this Monday. Please keep this in prayer that this will be done. Thank you, and God bless. Well, amen, brother. Yeah, I know what you're talking about there. You emailed me about that, so I definitely got it on the prayer list. But, yeah, everybody here, put on your private prayer lists. So, okay, let me drop the mic, Sister Fran. She's up there already. So anybody else that wants to share, you could just put your hand up, and then you can get on the mic too. But let me drop it.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have some praises here. And the first one I have is from Sister Leanne. And she says, I would like to praise the Lord that I am so much healthier. I got sick with the flu at the beginning of the year, and it turned into bronchitis. I am doing so much better now, and thank God for his healing. Praise the Lord, sister. We can always count on God for a healing, eh? Praise the Lord. And my second praise, let me get this up here, is from Sister Katie. And Sister Katie says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for an amazing work experience I have gained in these past 5 years. This week was my last work week at my previous job, and it was very bittersweet. I am happy that I will be on a new journey with many more lessons and challenges to come, but I am also sad at the same time. The people that I have worked with have been so kind, appreciative, and understanding. I will miss them very much. I hope and pray all the truth I have shared with them while I was there will open up their hearts, eyes, and minds to the truth, and they will come closer to the Lord. I would also like to praise the Lord for my co-worker's dream. She had told me that she had an apocalyptic kind of dream where the world was ending. She said even though everything around her was falling apart, she was at peace. I have prayed for her and everybody else at work many times, and that the Lord will reach out to them somehow, and I believe this was his way of doing that. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. And my next praise is from Sister Mary. And Sister Mary says, First, as always, I thank God for my salvation. I thank Jesus for what he has done. Praise the Lord. Secondly, so many people look for God's movement in big ways, and when they do not see it, they become discouraged. I try to relay how we need to stop looking so hard and just see the precious little things he does for us. If we only stop long enough to see, he reveals his presence in many ways. So for my testimony, I'm going to relay a funny little story which happened to me last month. I try to go to the post office once a month. I walk the mile distance for exercise and ride the bus back. When I do go, I wear my braces. Last month, as I was waiting for the bus, I pulled out my bus ticket, which is a punch pass for 25 rides, and it lasts me about 2 months. It was a very windy day. All of a sudden, the wind snatched my ticket. I did not think of anything else at that moment except saying a quick prayer and trying to run after that ticket. Being on a limited budget, to lose it would have been a bit hard. Well, after a few steps, my legs buckled because I did not have my walker to support me. So down I went to my hands and knees. I could have turned back to get my walker, but my eye was focused on that ticket, which by then had landed on the ground next to the road. So I crawled to it, amazed the whole time while moving closer and closer as that ticket stayed still on the ground while all the wind was whipping everything else around it. Even the wind from passing cars added to the gusts, but that ticket stayed still. It was as if an angel was holding it down until I got there. Yes. Well, got there, I did, and I grabbed that ticket, holding it tighter in my gloved hands. I was so happy and thanking God for this amazing help. I did not think much of my situation until I tried to stand back up to get back to the bus stop before the bus came. Well, I'm unable to get into stand when I wear my leg braces, so I crawled back. I am sure it was a sight to see, a woman crawling on the ground holding tight to a bright orange ticket. I was laughing and thanking God while crawling back to my walker so that I could use it as a leverage to get myself back up. I wasn't embarrassed. It happened, and I was just happy that our beloved Father helped me with this tiny incident. Praise the Lord. Why I was allowed into this predicament, I do not know. I will not question it. I kept a smile on my face the whole time. How could I not when praising the Lord? Anyway, as I get closer to my walker and the bus stop, I heard a voice say, "Can we help you?" I looked up to find two very concerned policemen looking at me. I laughed and said, "Oh yes, please help me up, and I will explain." They helped me up, and all while searching my face, which continued to have that smile, how could I not? God helped me. I am sure they were looking to see if I was, well, maybe a bit off my rocker with intoxicants, as would be the answer when finding a woman or man crawling on the ground. I looked each in the eyes and I explained what happened. I kept eye contact so that they knew I was very sober. I praised the Lord to them and told them I just ran off after the ticket without thought and without grabbing my walker. So I had to make the best of the situation. The police asked, "Are you sure you're okay?" To which I replied, "Oh yes, God is so good." I cannot forget even now how amazing it was to see that ticket not moving while everything else was around it was. Wow, if only people look at these little moments too, they would realize how very big they actually are when we have God on our side. Your sister in Christ, Sister Mary. Praise the Lord, Sister Mary. Praise the Lord. His angels are always there to aid us. Okay, and then I have another praise here from Sister Teresa. And she says, "Dear Pastor Nicholas and church family, I would like to praise the Lord for protecting me last week as I was doing my errands. Prior to me arriving to the one store, there was a vehicle that took out the walking guardrail separating the sidewalk and parking lot and smashed right into the large front window. My intent was to go to that store first, but then I decided to do another errand. If I was not prompt to do that, I could have been walking in the path of that car. Praise the Lord. Yes, he does. The Holy Spirit will tell you to, you know, change your mind to do something else. Praise the Lord. I also would like to praise the Lord for my brother-in-law, sister's healing. Carol was in a coma and on her deathbed for over a month. I have never met her. She lives several hours away, and I'm not sure what her faith is. However, I've been praying for her continuously and asking the Lord to heal her. And if she does not know his son Jesus, to please send someone her way. My sister relayed to me yesterday that she came out of a coma and is on her way to healing. Praise the Lord. And she says, I have many unspoken praises as well. And I'm thankful that the Lord shows himself in so many different ways. All the glory goes to the Lord. God bless Sister Teresa. Praise the Lord, Sister Teresa. And I will give Nick his turn or somebody else a turn, and then I'll do a few more afterwards. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Some amazing. A lot of people think, well, that's just, you know, like it's not that important. But when you see the Lord's hand move like that and you know it's the Lord doing it, it's like, oh, man, it really does bless the heart. That's why I so feel for people like atheists or agnostics, and they don't get to see how the Lord literally works with you during the day. And sometimes he makes it so graphic that he's there, you know. So, amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We got a couple of quick PMs here. Brother Alex is praising the Lord that for a job that he's becoming full-time. First full-time job since entering into the workforce 2 years ago. So, praise the Lord, brother. Amen. Amen and amen. And then Brother Gorin says, Sabbath blessings, and it's not easy to say this. And then he says in parentheses, I should be, or it should be, and I am ashamed. But long story short, things have happened, and the enemy caused me to doubt God. Then time passed, and it turned out he was faithful as always, and I was doubting. And no rebuke from the Lord for that either. Never, ever doubt God. Praise the Lord. So, amen, brother. And when I was reading that, I was thinking about, like what you're saying is, he was faithful as always, and I was doubting. You remember Peter sinking in the water? Even though Peter was doubting and sinking in the water, Jesus still bent over and picked him up. Our Lord is truly that loving. You know, he's not going to look at us the way we look at each other. A lot of times we'll point fingers and stuff like that and want to think that you should be doing this or you shouldn't be doing that or whatever the case may be. You know, the Lord's not going to do it that way. He's going to show as much love as he can to bring us into his arms. And that's what amazes me about him. But anyway, the next praise I got here from Brother Paul, if anybody here has any more praises, I got to check my email because this is going to be the last one for me. But, yeah, if anybody's got any praises, just put your hand up. And it says, he goes, hi, Pastor Nick and church family. This is Brother Paul again. Says, hope you're all doing well. A few weeks ago, I was waiting in line for the bus to go home. While waiting, a random man approached the lady standing somewhat close to me. The man cut the line, but spoke to the lady as if he knew her. He began to speak to her in very low tones, and I could tell that the lady was uncomfortable. But for some reason, she let him stand behind her. While watching the events unfold, I began to remember stories that were going around of people being drugged in buses and being robbed afterwards. Eventually, a bus came, and we began to enter. And the lady I had been watching sat on the left next to the window, and the random guy sat on the opposite side next to the window as well. The lady looked at me almost as if she was signaling me to sit next to her, but it wasn't clear. I passed her seat and stopped for a while, thinking that maybe I should go back and sit next to her. When I turned, the random guy had already moved and sat next to the lady. My heart dropped a little bit. So I sat behind the two of them. and made a point to watch the man. Throughout most of the journey, I kept looking at him just to make sure nothing weird happens. I also made a quick prayer. When we finally got home, the lady and I got off at the same stop. I walked up to her and asked her if she knew the random man, and she didn't. She said he was acting kind of weird and asking her random questions. So while in the bus, she pulled out her Bible and began to read. Wow. Just to shut the guy out. I just wanted to praise God for keeping Shani's, I guess that's her name, Shani's safe, and for putting it in her heart to read the Bible. It was also a good reminder for me always to always turn to God. Have a blessed Sabbath. That is amazing. Wow. Praise the Lord. I mean, I don't even think Paul knew. You didn't know she was a Christian, right? I mean, it's just, that's pretty amazing. That, you know, he's praying for her, and then she opens her Bible. And then that shuts the guy down. So, man, praise the Lord. Amen and amen. All right, let me drop the mic. Let me check my email real quick first, just to be on the safe side here. And nothing. So, all right. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned the 5-minute thing. People probably thought, oh, it's going to take too long to share this. You know, please don't think that. I hope that didn't deter anybody from wanting to share. And so, okay, let me drop the mic. Sister Fran has some she's going to share.
Seven blessings again. I'll PM here. I'll PM you now. Let me see. Where are you? Is this you? Okay. There you go. Okay. I have a couple praises to share with you. A couple more. And this next praise is from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, "Happy Sabbath, precious brethren. For this past month, I want to praise Jesus for all the trials that he sends my way, exposing still more things I must work on to overcome in my life. I also praise Jesus for his protection during the icy weather all this past month. I also praise Jesus for all the tracks and DVD opportunities all this month. Please pray for the precious souls to see the DVDs and be greatly touched by the truth. And lastly, I want to glorify Jesus that my son asked Jesus to come into his heart this past month. Oh, praise God. Pray for him as he has a great battle inside of him each time he wants to obey the commandments of God or his health laws. Satan is using his loved ones to put him back in his old track. But I praise Jesus for all the opportunities to read the Bible and pray with my son daily. Already I see great fruits that this has upon his life, especially as I witnessed one time him preaching to his 10-year-old cousin about having trust in God after praying for something. His cousin was trying to pass a deep pool swim test, and we all have been praying together in the car before getting to the gym for the cousin to trust God. He's praying for them, the cousin to trust God and fear not the deep end of the pool and just jump in to do the swim test, since she already knows how to swim in the 3 feet end of the pool. But each time she was overwhelmed with fear and could not do it. So in the car, suddenly my son explained to her that she was sinning before God, letting fear to overcome her after we all prayed for her. Praise Jesus for the little preacher. May he and all our children belong to Christ from the very beginning. Please keep my children in prayer as I do yours. God bless Sister Vera." Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. And yes, we keep each other's children in prayer. Always remember that. And I have one here from Sister Elena. And Sister Elena says, seventh blessings, dear beloved church family. I want to praise the Lord for gaining more knowledge. The way I'm doing it is I hear some arguments during my preachings and make my research on these issues. And this is where the Lord Jesus manifests His and His Heavenly Father's glory. Each and every time I do my research, the Lord does not leave me in the darkness. This is how I realize that it is important to us to go out in the streets and preach in person. Praise the Lord, Sister Elena. Yes, we all pray for that. Specifically, I have learned how to refute accusations of King James being homosexual and immoral, or the so-called theory that Jesus Christ did not exist. I had found plenty of historical evidence that is basically has nothing to do with the Bible. Ancient historians and powerful people, some of them openly rejoicing at the death of Lord Jesus, and answers on other arguments. Glory to God, who is faithful to bring those who seek the truth to the light. Praise the Lord, Sister Elena. Nick and I were just talking about that. You know, praying that the Lord, you know, makes us go out in public more to do the face-to-face preaching, you know. Just, we all should just all pray for that. Okay, and I got one more from Sister Danielle. Louise A., already put my PM to you. I don't know if you got it, so you can type in your praise. And this one is from Sister Danielle. Let me get this bigger here. Sister Danielle says, I just want to share how proud I am of Emma. She has been going to children's study every Sabbath. She has even stopped playing video games on the Sabbath. Praise the Lord, Emma. Praise the Lord. That is wonderful. And she says, oh, I do have another praise. At work, I believe God sent a new girl to work there. There is one coworker who is really mean. She likes to bully others, and this new girl stood up to her, and she got transferred to another school because of the bully. Through all of this, I realized that if I couldn't stand up to this bully, how could I stand up for God in the end? I stood up for myself and finally told the boss about the bully. The boss came to work and told everyone bullying would not be tolerated anymore. Praise the Lord, God sends people into our lives who help our walks. Praise the Lord, Danielle. Praise God. And that's it for now. Hand it over to Brother Ryan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on a laptop, so... Brother Craig, did you want to go first? I think you were, your hand was up first. Yeah. Okay, well I'll go. Sabbath blessings, everyone. I just want to praise God for this Sabbath day, obviously. Another chance to rest, to glorify Him, and again to commune with like-minded brethren. It is a very big blessing. And I just want to praise Him again for the safety to and from work. This past week, I drive about 104 miles a day, so that's a lot of crazy people on the road, sometimes myself, unfortunately, so just all trying to get better. And the other thing I want to praise the Lord that my sister's been able to live with us for the last pretty much 6 months, and I've seen major character issues get a lot better with her, as well as myself and my wife. It has been a blessing. She'll be moving out here on Monday, so it's bittersweet, but it has been a blessing, and it's helped show each and every one of us where we need to work to get better and to praise God where we have gotten better. So And then, of course, her sobriety and, you know, giving up the drugs and the alcohol and all these things, it's a huge, huge blessing. It's a huge prayer that's been answered for, you know, 10 plus years now. So, which, and that happened a while ago. I mean, that was, you know, eight or so months ago. So just keeping that in prayer too, that it continues as well for everybody. And the other thing, one other thing is a few weeks ago, I have a 16-foot trailer. Obviously the truck to pull it, and I had approximately maybe 6,500 pounds of stuff, which baby. And yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta get the kid away from it. And so I didn't know the weight at the time until later on when I went over the scales, but it basically came out to about 6,300 pounds. And so before that, about a week before that, I had a flat tire on the trailer. I had changed it at work, and I have this four-way lug wrench. I don't know if anybody, older people should be familiar with it. It has four different sizes, and it makes it easier. And I had it on there, and I was screwing it on, and I thought that that was correct. Like, it had tightened down everything. It looked tight. And I drove it home. Again, that's 52 miles. And I had the thing loaded up on Sunday, or I think it was Tuesday when I left. And I have a habit of, because I've blown tires before, I have a habit of looking in the mirror and just checking the trailer to make sure everything's good. Now, as I was making my second turn onto a highway, a state highway out here, it looked like it was wobbling. And I was like, well, maybe it was just bouncing. So I was driving down. And then I took a right on the next highway, and I was like, no, it's definitely wobbling. So I pulled over, and it gotten out, and every lug nut was about maybe a quarter of an inch from coming off. So I guess when I had used the lug, the wrench, I had used the wrong size where it looked like it had tightened it down, but it actually didn't tighten it down. So I just want to praise God I was able to, he showed me that that was definitely a problem, because if that tire would have came off, it's a dual axle trailer, so chances are it wouldn't have just fallen to the ground, but the tire itself coming off at 70 miles an hour, it could have killed someone. So, and I don't know, maybe it would have collapsed another axle with the weight, I don't know, but I just want to praise God for that, because even little things that, you know, of course we don't know everything, but it's like something's telling you to look, something's telling you that's not right, and that's God telling you that, and to, you know, hopefully you listen and you're able to see it and you're able to glorify Him. So, of course, now I'll make sure that I'm always tightening things down really, really, really tight. So, I just want to praise Him for that, and then, you know, just praise Him for family again as well as for you guys. So, God bless everyone, and have a blessing.
Can you hear me? Oh, good. Good. Amen. Well, if I sound weird, it's probably because the internet's not so good here, and I am freezing in these California mountains. So it's something I got to get used to again. What's that? Still hear me? Well, if you can, I just want to praise the Lord for the opportunity and the chance to finally be able to come back home and to be able to see you guys again and my family that I left behind here, which I also pray that you guys would help me in prayer, that my family in the Philippines will be okay without me being there, and that they would come to America as soon as possible. Yeah, there's crickets in the background. I'm in the mountains about 50 miles away from my sister, and it is cold here, and I am not used to this cold weather, I'm telling you. It's like 50 degrees. I'm walking around like a robot because I have plates in my leg. But it is very cold to me because I'm so used to that 80. So I'm going to have to get used to Anyways, I just want to praise the Lord that I had that opportunity and that chance to come back and be with you guys and hopefully get some much-needed work done where the Lord is going to be placing us, in which I pray and hope that the Lord will give us the strength and the power to continue to evangelize and open up new fields and new churches and just bring a great amount of blessings to the Lord and praising Him and all the work that we may all do together. If I have a chance to go to your guys' estate, that would be wonderful. And yeah, you know, it's just so cold here. These cabins do not have heaters or ACs. And I praise the Lord also for my mom giving me the blankets I needed, because when I was traveling on the road, I didn't want to stop in a hotel. I just sleep in the rest side. She gave me blankets and a pillow. So when I come to this KOA park in the mountains, I open the door to the cabin, and then the next thing I know is that there's no blankets, no sheets, there's no pillows. So I'm like, thank you, Lord, for my mom giving me the things that 37 or 40 degrees, and so it was a little hard to sleep. I was about to go sleep in the truck, but then I had told Sister Fran to please pray that I would not be freezing through the night. And so what I did was I heard a voice say, go to the Play Store on your apps. So I went to the Play Store on the apps, and I looked for heater, and there was this app there to download that will heat up your battery. So I kept the tablet right next to me all night long, and it provided heat for me. So that was awesome. But anyways, I'll keep it short and just say that I'm so happy that I can come home and be with you guys again, and hopefully see you guys more and work with many of you. So until next time, when I get situated where I'm moving, hopefully I'll be able to speak more and do things more with you guys online and what have you. And I also praise the Lord for allowing me to have time with some of you on Skype. But until next time, when I stop freezing, I will talk to you again. All right. God bless. Sabbath blessing.
Praise the Lord, Brother Craig. And yes, we'll keep praying you keep warm. God keeps you warm. I have a praise. I, of course, want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation, and that God always reminds me, praise Him and thank Him for that salvation from Him. And I also want to praise God for our church family praying. Vera brought this up in her praise, that our church family praying for each other and each other's children. It's so important to do that. I also praise God also for having mercy on my children. Some of them are not walking with Christ, and my oldest daughter, she had her car brought in because she heard like a thumping noise, and she had it checked at this, you know, Sears car auto place, and they said it was nothing, and you know, so she drove her car after that for a couple weeks. She even drove on I-57 for like 3 hours. It's a crazy you know, expressway. And then it got worse. It just got worse. And, you know, she went back to Sears, and she said, I still hear that noise, you know. So they took her car in, and her back tire was almost off. All the nuts, the lug nuts, were just about to fall off. And she just had come back the day before from that long trip, you know, to Illinois, that three-hour trip on I-57. I just praise the Lord that, you know, God has mercy on our children no matter what, and that we pray, this whole church family prays for each other and each other's children and grandchildren. I can't express that, how I'm, more than I am now. I mean, I just praise God so much for, you know, our church family praying for each other. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That reminds me of the one time that you had work done, or we had work done on your car, and you called me. I think you were in Illinois, and you were heading into Indiana. You were at one of our children's homes, and you were saying the tire was wobbling, and I said, just drive slow. And we got here, and all the lug nuts were loose, and the day before, we had gotten new tires. This was years ago. We got new tires and Sears, and they, yeah, that's scary because I know one of my brothers. I wasn't with him when it happened, but he was cruising down I-55, and all of a sudden he's driving, and he started laughing, and his buddy says, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "Somebody lost a tire." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Look, there's a tire rolling up," and it was his. It was his front left tire, and so that's when he realized that when he would make a lane change, the car dipped. And the tire was off. It just rolled off. But at that speed, the car stayed level. So you don't have to worry about it. You just gradually drift off. This happens to you. Just gradually drift over to the line, you know, to the side of the expressway or an off ramp if you could find one. But expect it. Your car's going to drop on one side wherever the tire's missing. And, be ready for it. And you're going to need new rotors and everything. And if your drums or whatever, but he had drums in them days, but, you can control it to some extent. But if you get scared, yeah, and you hit the dirt with the tire missing, you could flip the car. So just go slowly. All right. I got a bunch of PMs here. I'm going to go. The first one here is from Brother Lewis. And by the way, Lewis, I turn on your PMs. And so if you leave and come back in, it'll turn on. Because I noticed you've been here a while. That's another thing. Oh, yeah, we got a church meeting tomorrow night. So, but I'll mention that later, too. We'll get into that. But he says, "Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I just want to praise God for blessing me with another job where I can come home earlier on Friday to prepare for the Sabbath day. I used to work in irrigation where I would come really late, and my coworkers were alcoholics and would get drunk while I drove them home because I was the driver putting me, in danger of getting a ticket." Yeah. "At my new job, I get paid almost the same. I don't drive, and my coworkers don't drink like my other coworkers. And at my new job, I am learning new things like planting trees, gardening, concrete, remodeling, and other exciting things that will definitely help me in the new world. This is the first job I like. LOL." And praise God, and have a great Sabbath, everyone. Well, praise the Lord, brother. Amen. That sounds awesome. That's the kind of work I like doing, too, you know, working with my hands, even though I haven't had a chance to do it in a while. But I got to get back into that. It's healthier for you, too, to keep active. Okay. That was, how long ago did that happen, Fran? Because I was kind of like doing something here. Last week? Okay. Wow, scary. All right. Brother Severin sends a praise. He says, "Praise, I have a praise that I have peace, even while broke. I had been worried last couple of months on how to get through winter with very limited income, and then I was out of savings, and the worry went away. He always provides somehow." Amen, brother. Amen and amen. Yeah, you got a seasonal business. Yeah, I know. It's not easy. So we'll definitely keep you in prayer there, too. But it's nice to see that he's granted the peace regardless. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, this next one here is from Brother Alvin. And then, Brother Darren, I got yours in the email. Let me check the email real quick again just for the sake of doing it. And then I see Sean's up next. No more emails, except I got some more comments on some of my blog entries. Okay, let's see. Okay, Brother Alvin, he says, this one's from Sister Janiza. She says, "Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to give praise to the Lord, for he is our great healer." Amen. "Last few weeks, we asked prayers for my husband and two kids for being sick, and God is so good that that they bring them back to health. Praise God for that. I guess he brought them back to health. Also, looking back before I learned to practice vegetarian diet, my health was really feeble, that almost every month I'm sick and my asthma would always attack when I got really tired. God was so merciful that he helps us again and understand and practice the original diet he has given to mankind. Thank God that when my family got sick, he sustained me by not getting sick too. Oh yeah, amen, yeah. Having a husband there to help. And then happy Sabbath to you too, brother and sister. Well, amen. Praise the Lord. I love healing miracles. I mean, it's amen to that. All right, this is my last one here, and this is from Brother Darren, and he goes, I have two praises. Well, three praises, if you count one that is happening now, where the Lord is blessing me to share these two praises. Okay, I guess he's going to explain that one. He goes, number one, I want to thank the Lord for helping me with making it 2 days on a fast, where all I ate was two apples. I started Thursday at 12 p.m., and I ate my last lunch for that day. Friday morning, I thought that I should eat something. Something told me not to. So I did not eat. I had an important meeting Friday morning, and I was very surprised at how responsive I was to every question asked to me. Yeah, because you know, food will fog the brain. Fasting actually helps. That's one of the things that I noticed, too. It's really good for the brain. And how energetic I was, feedback and suggest, and my mind was much clearer than foggy as it is normally, is when I eat something in the morning. By 12 p.m., as everyone left for lunch Friday, I was thinking, hey, Chipotles. The Lord said, no, get an apple. So I walk across Wegmans and bought one apple, and that was the only apple I had until 12 p.m. today. Let me stop here for a moment. That's one of the things that I noticed, too, and it's obvious to the Lord why he told you to take the apple. When you're done fasting, if you eat a regular meal, you're going to notice it's not going to go down well. It'll be painful in the back of the throat and in the roof of the mouth for some reason, and because you haven't eaten in a while, and then it might even, you know, cause you a problem about a half an hour later, if you know what I mean. And so, having the apple, putting something, you know, light. Start off with something light first. It's just like with people that haven't eaten in a while, or animals, if you notice, like some vets will do that. They find an animal that's starving. They don't give it big meals. You got to give it a little bit at a time. You know, the body has to respond. So anyway, he goes, second praise. For the last week, I was heading to my car. Oh, yeah, second praise is for last week. I was heading to my car to go home from work, and I looked and I saw my tire was nearly flat, seeing that Sabbath just broke while leaving. Okay, well, a lot of tire stories today. I knew I could not buy a tire then, and I had one and a half. And I had one and a half to back home. I guess 1.5 hour drive, I guess, to get back home. So I got on my knees right in front of the car and prayed, asking God to allow that tire to keep enough air in the tire for me to get home. I was able to drive all the way home with no problem. I got out and the tire looked the same as it did when I was still at work. Next day I went out for a walk during Sabbath. The tire was completely flat. I praise God he helped me get home safely without having to go to a hotel or buy a tire during Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Well, in emergencies you can buy things, just so everybody knows. But if you choose to take the chance like Brother Darren here did here, you'll actually see some amazing movements of the Lord's hand, and that's why. Because I remember doing that too as a teen. I had a tire go down, and I made it home on a low tire because I didn't have a spare. And you could change a tire on Sabbath too if it's an emergency. You're out in the middle of nowhere, but if the tire's flat in your driveway and you ain't got nowhere to go, let it sit. It's not going to hurt it. So, but amen. Oh, Fran. Okay, you got one more. Well, let me know what she's done. Oh, no, Sean's got a praise. So I'm going to drop the mic and let him get in there, and then Fran's got to get in after him. And, okay, so let me drop the mic.
Okay, Sabbath blessings. Can everyone hear me? All right, good. And Sister Vera, Darren's third praise was that he could share the other two praises. But, okay. So, I just have just a couple. Just brief. But I wanted to praise the Lord that on one of the websites that I frequent, that I go around to share the truth on, so somebody posted something. It had something to do with the Mark of the Beast. And I went and typed out a response to what they were saying about the Mark of the Beast, and I went to post it. And as soon as I went to post it, they said I was banned from the website. So I was like, and generally that happens when you type something that they don't, if you use certain words, they actually ban you from the website. So I've had my response, luckily, praise the Lord, because used to that type of stuff happening, where I had my response where I copied and pasted it, and I was looking through it to see if I had used any of their, you know, words that they don't like to be used, but, you know, I didn't really see any of that, so I said, okay, and I just hopped onto a VPN, and I went, and I just went to go post my video that the Lord had blessed me to be able to make, the short Mark of the Beast one, and I went to go post that. And then I noticed that they said banned again. And so the next time that I went, jumping on another VPN, I went and I tried to just post the text. And I noticed that the text went through. And so I wanted to praise the Lord. I noticed that apparently they disliked the video being shared, you know, so much that they have literally banned the Mark of the Beast video on that website. So I thought that was a praise, but I also wanted to praise the Lord, because not only did, you know, while they try to ban and stop the truth from being shared there, and this is why it's good for us to have so many multiple YouTube channels, is I just went to somebody else's channel, and I took the video off that channel, and I went and I posted it onto that website, and, you know, that one was allowed to go through. They didn't ban, you know, that specific one. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for not just the YouTube channels and obviously being able to get around whatever they're trying to do, but this, just seeing the simple fact of the whole church really working together, because if they block my video, or if they block Pastor Nicholas' video, or block Pastor Craig's video, then if we have it uploaded on multiple channels, it's easy just to take that and to just go post that video. And she's like, okay, well, you don't like that link, I'll give you this one. And there's really, I don't want to say there's nothing they can do about it, but they'll just have to, you know, pull us offline eventually. But I wanted to praise the Lord to, you know, to see all of us working together the ways that we do, and, you know, the videos and all the other different types of methods. And I wanted to praise the Lord that we continue to do that. And I pray that we continue to get involved in that type of, to continue to get involved in the work and really using your services in any way possible. I mean, even in terms of making little cards and little tracks, you really don't know what work will be taken that, you know, somebody will add more upon or expand more upon it, and then somebody else will take it, and then they'll go, you know what, we should add more information to this, and they'll take that, and then they'll expand upon that, and there'll be a little track, and eventually everybody will start go passing out those tracks. And you really don't know how far the work is going to spread that you're doing. And so just do it. You know, as the Bible says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with, you know, do it with your might. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for the Bible studies in the morning, because I've been getting more, a little bit more, deep in the studies lately. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because it's really helping with not just understanding, but really noticing also where the flaws in a lot of people's comments are when they're trying to say something is true that's clearly not true. For example, talking about the Sabbath, even when I talk to, for example, I was talking to my sister recently too, and even though she keeps the Sabbath, I can clearly see where there's some points that will eventually, where would eventually wear away at her, even though she does believe in keeping the Sabbath, but the foundation is not 100% as set as the way that it should. Yep, and amen. Studying in the morning is definitely the best after a good night's sleep. Amen. But, you know, I just wanted to praise the Lord for that, definitely, for the very deep blessings that I'm seeing coming from the studies, and because the work cannot be stopped. And with that, I will pass the mic on to Sister Fran.
Praise the Lord, Brother Sean. I have one more praise from Sister Mandy, and she says, I have been getting attacked a lot lately, and last Sabbath it seemed like it was all day. I was literally getting followed by someone throughout the whole day attacking me. It seemed like nothing was helping, which I know was the devil discouraging me as always. So I literally casted the demon away out loud in front of this person, and they literally stopped and walked away. 5 minutes later, it was as if nothing bad happened. So I wanted to thank God for his promises because they are real, and want to thank him for helping me on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. Yeah, cast that devil away. Jesus said we could do it, and so we can. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I got one more, and I can't believe it. It's about tires. Brother Eli, he goes, I have a praise. Praise the Lord that he let me see one of my tires that had a nail stuck in it, and that's why it was almost deflated at one time, and helping me to replace it on time before winter comes. It's good to see it before it causes a problem, because you could drive with a nail in a tire for, you know, indefinitely, depending upon how thick the shank on the nail is. And I remember a couple of times, you know, going over, well, I don't remember actually, but I know you could do this. Like say there's some nails sticking out of a board on the street and you roll over those nails and you get one hole, let's say. But the nail comes right out because the board stays on the street or something. Pull over as quick as you can. If you got a bigger screw, find the hole and screw a screw into the hole. And if you got rubber cement nearby, yeah, put some little bit of rubber cement on the screw. But just the screw alone usually plugs the leak. You know, and it'll be good till you get home, no problem. Especially if it's under the tread. If it's gone through the tread and then through the wall, well, then it might be difficult to get that screw out because it'll be ground down by the time you get home. But anyway, I think that's it. Let me just check my email one last time. Okay, nothing, but I do have 46 emails now. All right, so I went up a few, but not from praises. Let me just scroll down on the room, see if there are any hands up. Okay, I guess we will close with a song, and, Brother Alex says, praise the Lord for the new tires for my pickup. Yeah, this time of year especially. You definitely need them in the winter, so amen, brother. Yeah, it's a lot easier to stop, too, isn't it? Or take off on rainy days. Let's see. And I have a couple things I want to discuss after the church service, so if you want to stick around, that's good. So let me drop the mic, and whoever's going to share the music, please do so.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, and I will.
Amen. Big Neil, please do. We're going to finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us with all these praises, everything that has happened in the last 30 days, and including the ones we forgot, and even including the ones that we don't even know where your hand's moving. You know, we need to come to a place where we understand what you meant when you said, I am that I am. And so thank you for blessing us with that understanding. Everything is all about you. And so thank you for blessing us with ways to share that with others, especially those that are lost. We have many on our prayer list, Father. We have many that are sick and ailing, too. And so thank you for blessing us with answered prayers in those areas, and especially in the areas of the salvation where the many souls are lost. But they're not lost yet, Father. They're still breathing, and so we're hoping. And thank you also for blessing everyone that's doing work with a strong hedge of angels all around them all throughout the day and the night. And thank you for giving us good work to do this day. And please bless the remainder of this Sabbath day in a very special way. And thank you for accepting this prayer in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.